Welcome to the May 4th, 2012 Entertainment Earth Toy League Podcast, because it's May 4th, and may the 4th be with you. I'm going to talk about Star Wars stuff again. I talk about Star Wars stuff almost every week, because for me, every day is Star Wars Day. I don't know why so many people are making like it's a special thing. Isn't every day, you know, I mean, when do I go through my life and not see a Darth Vader action figure? Or, you know, a Princess Leia in bounty hunter disguise? Maquette under my television. I mean, Star Wars, I have a Star Wars life. That's what I do. But I digress. Anyway, this week, let's talk about new Star Wars Battle Packs Wave 2. You might say, why do I want to do that? Don't I have those? Yeah, you might, but probably not. These two new Battle Packs each have three completely new sculpted action figures based on two great, great, great scenes from the movies. And even though one's from The Phantom Menace, it's still a great scene from the movies. The Duel on Naboo Battle Pack includes all new sculpts of Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Darth Maul, while the Bespin Battle includes all new sculpts of Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, and Boba Fett. Each figure has 5 points of articulation, which you might be saying, well, that's like what they were in 1995. That's where you're wrong. In 1995, they had 6 points of articulation because they had waist joints. These ones don't have waist joints. They're more like the best way to describe them is like a vintage Kenner action figure from the 1970s and 80s, except these new ones mostly have ball-jointed heads, which is an appropriate and good improvement. The figures are sculpted very well. The paint jobs are probably better than any figure I've seen in this size. And I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to sell you battle packs that have reduced articulation, and you're like, I've already got those figures, because that's what I said when I saw these. It's like, I think I've already got these guys. And then at Toy Fair, Hasbro, when they presented these figures to us, said, hey, these are our best sculpted figures yet. And I'm just like, yeah, sure, whatever. Because it looked like they only had 5 joints each. And we're like, well, we'll see how they turn out. And they turned out really well. I'm really excited. I ran out and got my playsets out. I'm still unpacking in my office. But I had to pull out my one of my Naboo playsets for the Thi Generator and my Bespin Cloud City Freeze Chamber playset from, geez, the early 2000s. And let me tell you, these are fun. These are good figures, because you know what they can do that other figures can't do? They stand up. I know it sounds ridiculous in this day and age, but like when you have an action figure, a lot of them include display stands because they need help standing up. Even the figures in 1995, if you bought those, if you get Han Solo to stand up unassisted without his leg kicked forward, you're some sort of genius. I mean, they were really a pain in the neck. And these ones, I just take them out of the box, stick them down on the table, and they stand. And for me, that's very helpful. But I'm rambling, and you want to hear if the figures are good. And they are. So let's start off with the Bespin battle, because I have a feeling that's the one you want to know about first. Darth Vader has 5 points of articulation. His right hand can hold a lightsaber. His left hand is extended with his hand open, his palm facing outer space, I guess. And his fingers are all outstretched in sort of an I am your father pose, which is really cool. The sculpt is great. He's got a plastic lower cape over his legs, which means he can swing his legs forward, but the plastic cape doesn't really bend so well, so he really can't sit in a vehicle, which is unfortunate, because otherwise this would be the best Darth Vader figure ever. The outer cape does come off. The black helmet is not as glossy as other helmets, but it's still great. He has a little problem holding his lightsaber. He's just a fantastic sculpt. If you look at the detail, it looks great. I know they just released a vintage, a New Hope Vader, and it's a very good figure. Don't get me wrong. The paint job on that's really nice. But the sculpt on this Empire Strikes Back Vader is really nice, too. And I like the fact that it just stands. You don't have to futz with the legs or fidget with the ankles to get it just right. It just stands. And it looks good. I mean, one thing about joints, you know, good or bad, and I've had a lot of people send me nasty emails telling me I'm wrong. So you can tell me I'm wrong. But not having ball joints in the elbows or certain kinds of joints makes the figure look better because there's no unsightly joint. As an adult collector, a lot of these figures are just going to be displayed on shelves anyway, so looking good is actually quite important, and that's something that it's a tough balance to strike between. Can I put a joint in this figure and have it still look spectacular? And Hasbro does a good job doing that usually, but this looks about 10% better, so I like it a lot. Luke Skywalker, 5 joints. One arm is bent permanently in sort of a right angle. Kind of like vintage figures, not the vintage Bespin Luke, of course, but more like the vintage Jedi Luke from the 1980s. He's got a yellow crop of hair on his head, not really blonde, but yellow like the old action figures, which I think is hilarious and cool. It wouldn't be a bad thing to see this figure painted in the proper movie colors too, but I do really like what Hasbro did here. I thought that was amusing. He has a gun which fits in his holster, which vintage figures did not, and a blue lightsaber which fits in his hand just fine. One hand, he's just kind of holding it, and the other one, he's kind of holding it out like he's ready to duel. Great sculpt, good range of movement, nice articulation, can fit in most vehicles because he's a skinny figure. I like it a lot. I think this is the reason that most vintage toy collectors would want to buy the set is for Luke. Boba Fett, on the other hand, is amazing. He also has the 5 points of articulation, a rifle for his hands, a holster for his other blaster. He's got a great little blaster and it's painted and sculpted very well, plus a rocket pack and cape, which are both pegged into his backpack and are removable. And yeah, I know what pegged means in addition to the toys. Let's not go there today. But it fits perfectly, unlike the vintage figure or the subsequent releases like the Evolutions figure. The backpack doesn't fall out. I mean, one thing I had a problem with was the peg was a little loose or it just wasn't long enough, and the older figures would just kind of come out. This one stays in, and the cape stays in too. The cape is all plastic this time, and looks great. The sculpting on the figure is really good. The deco is good. It's not as detailed as the Empire Strikes Back themed vintage and Evolution figure because there's a little bit less paint here, but it still looks great, and because it's a toy action figure, this might be the best toy action figure Hasbro has ever done of Boba Fett because the sculpt's really great. It doesn't have a removable helmet. It's just a helmet on the neck peg, and it looks good. It looks like the right thickness. It's just, it's nice. It's very nice, and I like it a lot, and I've been going on about this set for like 4 minutes, so let me switch to the next one. Of the two, the Bespin Battle one is my favorite because The Empire Strikes Back is my favorite movie. The Duel on Naboo is very good too, for different reasons. It includes Obi-Wan, Darth Maul, and Qui-Gon, each of which have the best head sculpts of these characters ever, which is really something because Hasbro released new figures of these guys this year that were all pretty good. I mean, this year alone, there's been 3 completely new Darth Maul figures. This one's face sculpt and paint. Very important, paint. Better than any Darth Maul figure I've ever bought. And I've been buying Darth Maul figures since 1999, just like you probably have. He also has the lightsaber from 1999, which kind of stinks. Figure has 6 points of articulation. His Jedi robes are split right down the middle between the legs. The arms swivel freely. Of the figures, this is the only one that you might have to futz with just a little bit to get him to balance just right. I can still get him to balance just right, but if you don't have him, if you have him leaning forward, he might fall over. If you have him leaning back a bit, he's fine. If you have him at more or less normal pose, he's fine. The head sculpt is fantastic. The detail of the paint is perfect. I should probably post one to the Entertainment Earth Twitter account just so you can see how perfect it is. I'll do that after I record. It's really, really, really nice. And if you only buy one Darth Maul figure ever and you're concerned about aesthetics, make it this one. Qui-Gon Jinn is good. His right hand is sculpted in a using the force pose. His left hand is posed to hold his lightsaber, which, unsurprisingly, as Hasbro has not made a new one, is still the 1999 plastic lightsaber. It doesn't have a flared blade. I think he's one of very few figures to not get upgraded. Darth Maul has received an upgraded lightsaber. They just didn't include it. So Qui-Gon's kind of the odd man out. Head sculpt's great. Most Liam Neeson head sculpts are pretty good. This one's still great. The head is molded in brown and painted flesh color. I like it a lot. Has no problem standing. His robes are split just like Darth Maul's, and so is Obi-Wan Kenobi, which has the best ever Ewan McGregor head sculpt. I mean, seriously, it's fantastic. If you look at it, especially if you get in real close, there's no mistaking it for him. I mean, the other ones is just sort of like, yeah, it looks kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ewan McGregor. Yeah, it looks, it's okay. It's good. Yeah, it's all right. But this one's basically perfect. They've never done a better one. I mean, for whatever reason, Hasbro pulled out all the stops, and these are some of the best human head sculpts I've ever seen on any figures they've ever put out. They also have the least articulation, so I'm sure a lot of collectors are going to look at it and just go, feh, I don't need it. But I will say that I'm really, really, really happy I have these. And battle pack distribution, it's a little wonky. I mean, some of the stores around me have already stopped carrying this particular assortment, so I don't know if they're going to be de facto online exclusives or not. I haven't seen any in the wilds of retail yet myself, but I do know we have them and we have them in stock. So if you decide you want to get them, we have cases and we might have them individually in the future, but they're really, really good. It also ships with the Clone Trooper Battle Pack and the Geonosis Battle Pack. The Clone Trooper one is new Clone Trooper repaints from the Clone Wars. The Geonosis one has tweaked Jango Fett. I believe, a redecorated battle droid. I haven't actually opened it yet and compared it against all of mine, so I've been a bad collector. Obi-Wan Kenobi, I don't believe, is significantly different in that set. So I really, really, really like these battle packs, more so than a lot of my vintage figures lately. I like my vintage figures a lot, don't get me wrong, but it's just like, oh, these are a lot more fun, and these are like the toys I grew up with, so I'm happy. It's probably like when, you know, you get any toy from a previous generation. The people who grew up with it love it, love it, love it. Other people are like, yeah, the new ones are technically better, and it's true, in some respects they are, but you won't find better sculpts on a 3¾-inch action figure probably this year, I'm going to say. I'm going to go out on a limb. So it'll be fun when it's time to announce Figure of the Year and people start, you know, fighting with themselves like, how dare you say this Darth Maul is the best? Well, the head sculpt is better than any Darth Maul I've ever seen. It has to be. It just has to be. It's great. So I'm really excited about these figures. I got mine, when did I get mine? Like Saturday? I still can't stop playing with them. And, you know, normally I get a vintage figure. It's like, oh, this is fun. I'll play with it a little bit. I'll pose it a little bit. And then I'll go put it on a shelf and like, pull it out every now and again. These guys have been living on my desk or on my coffee table since I got them, and I can't put them down. I think they're great. So I do recommend them, again, highly. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/endtoearth. Don't forget our pop vinyl sale ends Tuesday, where you can get any three Star Wars pop vinyl figures, and we'll send you a fourth of your choice for free, or any pop vinyl figures for that matter. So enjoy. We also have an Avengers sale, and that's at sale.entertainmentearth.com. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.